Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. Thor came out this last weekend, and it is doing gangbusters. Thor Ragnarok, I guess. Let me be specific here. And it's a really fun movie, really interesting, definitely a different take on the character, but an enjoyable movie nonetheless. So as part of Nerdvember, because that's what this is, Nerdvember, we're looking at Thor stuff all week. And it's yesterday we talked, you know, some Viking video games, but today I'm probably going to make some people mad, looking at you, Derek, that I'm going to rank the five films that Thor has been in the MCU. And I'm not ranking them on quality of film, but just on a good Thor movie, like what Thor brings to the table in that movie and how his character's developed and everything like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Let us know what your favorite Thor movie is on Facebook, and while you're there, make sure to check out our free SNES Classic giveaway. It's a lot of fun. So here we go. We'll just dive right into it. Number five is going to be Avengers Age of Ultron. I have a lot of problems with this movie anyway, but Thor, you know, this was a setup movie. And all of Thor's stuff was setting up Ragnarok. He fought Ultron, and outside of the party scene at the first and right after that scene where people are trying to lift up Mjolnir, he doesn't have a whole lot for him really going on in this movie. And, you know, that, but to be fair, like I said, nobody really does. I feel like Dr. Selvig has more impact and better scenes in this movie. He's running around naked and babbling and insane, but it's definitely interesting. And Thor, you know, just kind of doesn't, Thor just kind of does his thing. And I just was not too impressed with Thor. Well, like I said, with really anyone, but especially Thor. Out of Thor, Cap, and Iron Man, you know, at least Thor may have done a little more than Cap. I don't know. That's a tough one. Well, no, because Cap and Iron Man were setting up Civil War. So yeah, Thor's, out of the big three, he was definitely the weakest one, in my opinion. Number four is going to be Thor Ragnarok, the newest one. Now, this movie, I understand, you know, every Thor movie has had a different director. And with this one, Taika Waititi, you know, he is known for his kind of humorous, whether it be Flight of the Conchords or What We Do in the Night, or in the Shadows, sorry, and Hunt for the Wilder People. He definitely has his own style and voice, which is great, but it is so drastically different from the other Thor movies that it actually kind of turned me off. You saw Thor like you've never seen him before, in more of a humor style role, a more comedic role. And while some people may praise that as like, oh, he's a different character, blah, 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 it was really kind of lost on me, because after the first movies, which obviously you're in the top three, and in my opinion, all better than this one, it just didn't hit all the notes. I loved it as a movie. It was a great MCU movie, and I have to think of it as a team-up movie, really, you know, with Hulk, Thor, and Doctor Strange, and Loki, even. And introduce some new characters, you know, with Valkyrie and the Grandmaster were also great. But the movie as a whole just, I don't know, didn't feel like a Thor movie to me. So not as bad as Ultron, of course. But the movie definitely had its faults and just wasn't a super huge fan. It just didn't ring home the Thor stuff for me. Number three is going to be Thor The Dark World. This movie, a lot of people didn't like it. I mean, it still made over $600 million at the box office, but when you compare it to Ragnarok, which is already over $400 million in just a few days, that tells you something. And Avengers was 1.4 billion. But The Dark World, I enjoyed it because it really expanded on the mythos. Malekith came in from the time before Thor. You know, you got to see what went on with Bor and Odin, and it also helped with the Infinity Stones and everything. But seeing Thor and Loki, you know, put their differences aside to avenge their mother and to save Asgard and take down this enemy and all of these things, it was really touching and really sweet, you know. Whereas in Ragnarok, it's like, okay, I know your tricks. We're just doing this all over again. And the director really hasn't done a whole lot of movies. I mean, Killed the Poor, and then he went on to do Terminator Genesis after this, Alan Taylor. But I felt like he had a good handle. This was a nice balance of sci-fi and Shakespeare. Just enough comedy where it's like, oh, okay, that's funny. All right, now moving on with the other stuff. I really enjoyed it. Natalie Portman is probably the weakest part of the movie, but she's gone, so we don't have to worry about that. I wish they would have dedicated more time to Lady Sif, who didn't even really show up didn't actually show up at all in the third one. But Dark World gets a lot of hate. Or not even hate. People just are like, yeah, that's my least favorite one. I really, really enjoy it. And that's why it's in the number three spot. All right, number two is going to be The Avengers. This is the movie that made $1.5 billion. This movie is a lot of fun. You know, here on the Nightmare Network, we hold it pretty near and dear to our hearts. We broke it down minute by minute. Some of our hosts did. So you can go back and check that out. But this movie, seeing Thor, you know, he's just come off of his trials in Midgard and having to deal with everything, and how he's not a god but still better than these humans. Or in his mind, you know, he's not this omnipotent, all-powerful, hammer-wielding bad mamma jamma. But he's not just normal either. And seeing that dynamic, seeing him become more humanized as these people are trying to fight his brother, who, even though he knows it's evil, it's still his brother. And so he has that compassion and everything for him. And he's really fighting a war on two fronts, you know, both against Loki and against himself, and at times even against the other Avengers. So it's a three-front war. It's just a really phenomenal, phenomenal movie. And yeah, I think it really shows the Thor character and what he is capable of. So, if you've been doing your math and keeping score, our number one is the original Thor. This movie is wonderful and beautiful and a lot of fun. Kenneth Branagh, who is one of, I think, the greatest directors on the face of the earth, and a great actor, too. I mean, you can't deny him his acting either. But when you look at what he's done, he really brought a gravitas to this movie that I am just blown away by and adore. It's a perfect Thor movie. You know, it shows the mischievousness of Loki. It shows what Odin does and what Odin did and how we got to this place, and it shows Thor's fall from grace and how he, you know, falls in love with Midgard and Jane Foster and a great Hawkeye cameo. But we're talking about Thor, and I just think out of all five movies, you know, the first one is the best one that shows Thor as a character. You know, he's made a long journey over these five films, but where he started is my favorite, without a doubt. It was no contest. So those are our favorites. Like I said, let us know what yours are. You can let us know down here on SoundCloud or out there on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. Make sure you're checking out all the shows on the network, not just mine, but Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words comes out about every Sunday. They talk comics and pop culture. Derek and Colby sit down and have a lot of great discussions. And once a month, the three of us get together and do a Family Sounds show, which there'll probably be one of those coming up pretty soon. Those are just random and a lot of fun. Check those out. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me thenightnerd@outlook.com or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those emails. I love hearing from everyone, so make sure you check that out. If you like what you hear, give us that thumbs up, good rating, good reviews, share, subscribe, everything like that. That helps us out. That's how we have the cool contests and everything. So that's going to be it for us today. Thank you all for listening. Again, I'm Lance, and we will see you tomorrow. Thunder and burning rain is chariots.